It's the Tiltcast, episode 117, America.
America. In this episode, we're going to talk about Smite, Path of Exile, Zombie U, Sleeping Dogs, Super Mario U, whole bunch of news, more games, and everything else.
Legs.
And welcome back to another episode of the Tiltcast. I'll keep going. Anyways,
to the Tiltcast.
To the Tilt Stack. To the cat cast.
The cat cast.
The tilt cat.
Whatever the fuck we are.
Yeah, whatever the fuck. I don't know anymore.
You came here, you know.
We've changed. Anyways, welcome back, and we're a week over. God, what are you doing?
Shot water down the wrong tube.
God, we fucking suck.
I get a bubble in my throat from bourbon, and you shoot water down here.
Did I almost died?
You douched your throat.
Anyways, okay, I'm good.
So. We missed last week because we had some scheduling conflicts. Nothing was really going on with us anyway, so now we're back with a whole new episode of 2 weeks worth of wonders that have happened to us.
Yeah.
Wonderful tragedies. And we are back, so to my right is Miss Holly.
Hello.
Yeah, that's all she says. And further to my right is Justin.
Hey, what's up, guys?
And I, of course, am Trent.
They can't see you stick your
cue applause. Cue crickets. And we're going to go and jump right into this. Justin, no, fuck you. Holly, what have you been doing?
I've been working a lot.
What do you mean, dancing?
Yeah, I've been stripping a lot. I've been taking off my money.
You get out there and dance
taking
for like
off
5 minutes. 5 minutes. You call that work?
There are lap dances to give too.
All right, that's different. Okay, so you work like 1 hour out of like every week.
No, we actually work quite a bit. Like, yesterday I worked the day shift, so I have to be there the, like, entire 7 hours and 30 minutes.
Okay, on average, how many lap dances do you do per shift?
It depends on the type of day.
7 to 10?
Could go to anywhere from, like, 5 to 20.
5 to 20? 5 to 20, okay.
Five to 20 songs worth of work.
So 5 to 20 songs worth of work.
And the songs are about 4 minutes.
Yeah, I just...
About.
I don't see the work involved in this.
You have to... Like, it works out your legs like crazy.
I'm not sure it is, but you're already in shape, so it's like...
Not
hey,
really.
This is great.
That, no. Yeah. I started running a few days ago, and I am not in shape.
Like, 80 minutes worth of physical labor for me would kill me, but not Holly.
Yeah. So can you do the thing where you climb up the pole and then bend back... And hold on to it with your legs. Can you do that?
I climb up the pole a little bit. No, I don't climb all the way up, and I normally don't do it on stage. Like, I just started practicing yesterday because I'd like to do more pole tricks. Like, I don't do any right now.
Did you buy a pole for the apartment, sorry, for the house?
No, I had one when I was living on Cherry Street.
If Jason came over and saw that, that'd be awesome.
No.
Can you spin on
the
head?
Could put one out in the garage.
You need to put it in the kitchen.
Spin around on your head? I'm not breakdancing.
Right, see, Holly is basically renting a house from a friend of ours we used to work with who's a very religious man.
Yeah. He knows what I do, though.
I know he knows what you do. But it'd be funny if his wife and kids came by to visit and there's a stripper pole in the dining room. I just find that really funny.
That would be kind of awesome.
That would be hilarious. And there's like oil next to it and all that.
There wouldn't be oil.
I know.
The ground around it's covered in stripper dust.
Yeah, it's just stripper dust and glitter.
Stripper dust? What the fuck is stripper dust?
And Matt's using
it. Is that glitter?
So, and Matt's using it to work out. That would be the perfect time for them to come by.
But no, I can climb up a little ways. Like, I can't climb too far because my arms are fucking
like T-Rex.
Spaghetti. I have no muscle in my arms.
You have no core. It's all glam muscle. There's no core.
Like, my legs are really good. Like, I've got.
You cannot scale this building. Yes, I can. No, that requires core muscles. You have glam. You're always working out. I told you need to work your core. I can totally scale this building. Climb.
It's always sunny.
Yeah. Yeah.
Damn.
Built like a T-Rex, all thighs.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But no, I climb like halfway up and then wrap my legs around it a little bit, like cross my legs, and then lean back. And that's about as far as I go with pole tricks.
Nice.
Yeah, it's exciting stuff.
What else have you been doing?
I went and hung out with Vanessa and a few of her friends that she does the burlesque shows for.
Oh, yeah, are you going to join?
I think so. We've got our first show in like March, in March.
Nice,
yeah.
Fun. Nice. I go to that. She's always trying to get me to go to those damn shows. I went to one of them.
Yeah.
With Brian and you. Yeah. And It was pretty fun. She threw, like, jello brains everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, that's because we were also making her feel really awkward, too.
Yeah, that was the fun part, though. So now that Holly's in it, we have to make her feel awkward. Trust me, we can make you feel awkward. Oh, Trust me, yeah.
Whenever I was stripping before, I gave a lap dance to a coach that I had in, like, junior high.
That's different, though.
No.
It's
gave
not
him, no, danced on stage for three of my coaches, three of my coaches slash teachers.
She just knew how to work a softball.
And then, and then one of them got a lap dance from me, and at the end of the lap dance asked me how much it would be to take me home.
That's fine, but that's not us.
That's pretty creepy.
We have other ways.
That's really fucking creepy.
We'll go all Charlie Brown on you. Did you hear about that? The guy who does the voice of Charlie Brown got arrested for stalking.
Fucking Charlie Brown.
He's still alive?
Yeah, well, it's the guy who does the voice now. I think Attenborough, whatever his name is. He threatened this plastic surgeon chick out in California who did work for his girlfriend who botched it up. And he threatened to break her in half and all kinds of crap.
Oh my gosh.
He got a restraining order put on and then he would start stalking her and crap. I just think it's funny that Charlie Brown is stalking someone.
I hate Charlie Brown anyway.
Yeah. Arg!
It's my whole life. Always missing that damn football. Yeah.
It's like, wah, 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 wah. I wonder if that's what he hears when they say no. He just hears, wah, 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 yeah. As they're crying no repeatedly. Yes. The rape whistle just sounds like fucking Woodstock. yeah, that's horrible. Anyways. No rape involved, just stalking because he was pissed off at a doctor. Just to get the story right. Anyways, so that's all you've been doing?
Pretty much.
No gaming, no nothing else?
I've played Minecraft, and that's about it.
You're making a Master Chief, weren't you?
Yeah, I saw that.
I did one. I was going to do... I'm trying to do, like, a huge map that's just games for Rooster Teeth. Mm-hmm. So I decided I was going to do Red versus Blue and do, like, the, you know, do Master Chief Red and Blue.
Right.
So I got lazy and haven't done Blue yet, but...
Nice. I saw the Master Chief one.
Yeah.
You did a pretty good job on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it looks pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Having, like, measure everything out and make sure that it looks good, but...
Well, have you seen those ones where people have done, like, the full animations? Like, they have a giant Game Boy screen, and they'll do, like, the entire Game Boy animation intro to an old game done in Minecraft. It's pretty amazing the way they do it.
Yeah, I don't...
They sit there and they build one scene.
I don't have that much patience.
Like, frame by frame, they build it and just keep taking screenshots, and they put it all together in a GIF maker. And I was just like, holy shit. And they were like, it doesn't take that long. Fucking bullshit. Yeah, they're like,
I don't have that kind of time.
They're like, yeah, if you want to join in and help, I was like, I would be afraid of fucking that. just come in there and just start, you know, griefing.
Yeah, just grief.
Yeah, which I'm sure they don't turn creative at all. But either way, but but yeah, so that's all you've been doing. Justin, yeah. Just briefly, what have you been doing this week?
Just briefly.
Yeah, just you just don't haul into a bunch of shit.
Work, of course.
Of course.
Of course, of course. But aside from work, I'm a juror.
Yes.
I cannot speak
the
of anything.
Crime of the century. No, really.
If they release me to talk about it, I'll probably talk about it on the show.
Yeah.
Suffice to say, this is more responsibility I've ever had in my entire life.
Nice.
So.
Nice.
But yeah, that's been really crazy. I realized how inefficient, like, public anything is.
Yeah.
They tell you to be there at, like. So, like, my first day, they tell you I got to be in, like, registered by 8:30. So, I know this is going to take a while. I get there at 7 o'clock, and maybe 7:15. Mm. Doors don't open till 8, so I have to wait outside in the cold, and it's, like, 20 degrees outside. So, I wait out in front of the courthouse on the steps with, like, 200 people. Mm. And I finally get in at about, 8:25. Then I go downstairs where the jurors check in. And there's a line... Like, I get in the middle of this line, and there's a line that goes to the door, wraps around into U, comes back around, and then wraps around another again, and another U. Hmm. It takes me till 9:30 to get through that line to get
God.
In. And then they give me a little card that says, hey, you're a juror now. And then they make you sit and wait while they draw names. And it took them a good 2 hours before they started drawing names. So I didn't even find out what the fuck I was doing till like, almost 1 o'clock.
Hmm. How much longer do you think you're probably going to be? I mean, you're doing it every day right now, aren't you?
Yeah, yesterday was my first actual, yesterday was the first day that I got into anything, and that was after I got selected.
Yeah.
Got through to hearing, basically through what they call it, voir dire, where they select the jury and they got to find out who's like qualified basically to be on the jury and who's not.
Yeah.
I didn't answer anything crazy. I mean, I'm taking it seriously. I didn't say like I was really big into Charlie Manson or I didn't come in with a swastika on my chest or nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Like I hate blue people.
Yeah, I didn't say anything crazy when I got in there. I was like, I'm gonna take it seriously. And then I got like cross examined for a little while, which was interesting, in front of a bunch of people. And then I found out later on that day, yesterday, that I was one of the selectees among a lot of people that are all like make way more money than I do.
Yeah.
So that was interesting. And then today I've been basically sitting on trial. And it's funny, like, the things that I can't talk about that are obviously not specific to the case are things about, like, listening to two lawyers go back and forth with each other. You've been on, like, basically two people for an entire day. And just listening to them with their bullshit arguments versus the real arguments is pretty funny.
Yeah.
Like, they'll try to appeal to emotion like crazy and then single you out the jury. And you're just like... At one point, I was like, I don't really feel like this is relevant at all to what we're talking about. It's like, I'm trying to remain as impartial as possible regardless of the repercussions this might have on me personally.
Yeah.
So, and then he didn't pick me anymore. So, like, it's funny to kind of watch them try to tug on the jury's heartstrings on different things that pertain to the case. And, like, going back and forth, like, hearing some of the bullshit arguments not the defense, but the offense. I can't even remember the name of it.
The plaintiff.
Plaintiff, yeah, because it's a civil case. Yeah, the plaintiff, listen to the arguments that he gives is really interesting. And watching him back people into a corner and then be called out on his own bullshit, repeatedly having the judge come in and just, like, basically break up the fight between two five-year-olds.
Nice.
Like, two men in their, like, 60s and 70s, like, going back and forth with their silver tongues and then just getting beaten back down by the judge is pretty funny.
Nice.
But, yeah, if I can talk about it later, I will. It's that aspect of it is really interesting to me. There's been a couple times I was super paranoid about falling asleep yesterday.
No.
So fucking wore out. Like, the last 30 minutes of yesterday, I was just fighting to keep my eyes open. I was just like, I don't know if I can do this. And then today, I, like, came in double-fisting. Like, I could, like, double-fisting Mountain Dews. I had to clarify that. Because
yeah.
They have, you can't... In our courtroom, our judge allows stuff with a lid on it, so as long as it's got a lid, I can have it, but Red Bull doesn't have a lid. So the only thing I can get that has caffeine is like a Coke or a Mountain Dew, so I came in double-fisted Mountain Dews, and then I was just jittery the whole last part of the trial.
You could just buy some Red Bulls and pour them into your Mountain Dew thing.
That would look weird.
So?
Why?
I don't know.
Oh, who cares? Just be like, dude, Red Bull doesn't come with a lid. So I poured it in here. And there's, all right.
Maybe, but like for any kind of break, like sometimes we have a sustained break. I can tell I'm the only smoker in the jury. And the smoking section is all the way downstairs through the basement outside about 20 feet, which means I got to recheck in. So if I have a 10-minute break, I am hauling balls downstairs.
Yeah.
And the breaks just kind of vary. Like, it could be every couple of hours. It could be, like, I had one that we waited, like, almost 4 hours to take a break today. The coolest part was going downtown to eat in some places. There's a place I ate today called Billy something or other that was a, like, pasta/burger shop down off, like, 5th and Main.
Nice.
But they called balls over there for lunch today and then hauled balls back.
Are you going back tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. I'll probably be doing this, like, Monday.
Well, what's your schedule with it? Like, you go in...
Well, tomorrow I got to be there at 8:30, so...
And then what time do you usually get out?
Five-ish.
Five-ish, yeah.
So, I get paid... It's like, you don't get paid shit. Like, I get paid $20 a day.
Yeah.
Plus, I get free parking. That's a bonus. But the parking is, like, 3 blocks away, you know. It's all the way over at, like, 4th and Cheyenne, and you got to go all the way over to 6th and Denver.
Yeah.
So, it's a little bit of a trek. And then there's, I thought maybe I'd get free food. That's not the case.
No.
That sucks.
But yeah, $20 a day plus you get your mileage refunded up to like 0.5 cents. It's 5 cents a mile, basically. Which is nothing.
No, not really.
So I'll probably get... Shit, I'm only going to get $1 a day for mileage. If that, like, I'm just not getting anything for it. But yeah, it's crazy. It's pretty... Yeah, like I said, more responsibility I've ever had in my entire life. Even though I control the souls of 16 people at work. Not really. But, yeah, it's been, that's been really weird. So, that aside, playing some games, getting tired way too early, been, I guess, lack of sleep. Like yesterday, I just came home and I fell asleep for like 5 hours, and then I woke up and like stayed up for a couple hours and watched some Fringe and went back to bed.
Damn.
Watched all of season 3 of Archer the day before that, though.
I've only seen the first 2 seasons of Archer.
Damn, that show is amazing. Season 3 is really good. And then I just caught the first episode of season 4. That show is like...
Don't they only have like 1 episode out? Or
I
is
think
it?
So, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I caught it on the DVR. But yeah, Archer is like probably one of my favorite shows right now.
Yeah.
That and catching up on Fringe. I'm like almost all the way through season 4.
Nice.
How many seasons are there?
6. We're on the final season now.
Yeah, that's not bad.
I kind of gotten past the point. Like, they did the whole dual universe thing, and that started getting on my nerves for a while. And now it's getting back to being more like X-Files, and now that it's more like X-Files, I'm liking it again.
Yeah.
So
I don't think I've ever watched an episode of Fringe.
It's J.J. Abrams meets X-Files, basically.
Yeah, it's a good show.
A lot of pseudoscience, and a lot of John Noble being awesome.
Yeah.
He always has mumbles. It's great. But, yeah, that show's awesome. But, yeah, that and games.
Nice.
I'll bring up games later, though.
Yeah.
What about you, Trent?
Work.
Work, work.
Lots and lots of work.
Anything else exciting?
Work. Why are you flicking shit at me? Fucking.
Because I wanted to.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know where that went.
Yeah. Yeah, it got lost in your cleavage.
Probably.
Like everything else. Yeah. Anyways, no, just working and sleeping and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all went to the bar on Saturday.
Yes, hey, we did.
There it is.
There it is.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we went to the bar on Saturday and...
Oh, that's why I wasn't didn't do so much. I got super sick after that.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think it was the bar. Like, I was nauseous and... Because he saw how much I drank.
Yeah.
Victor
yeah.
basically bought me a pitcher and that's all I had to drink.
Yeah.
Well, you had the Guinness before that, didn't you?
Yeah, that wouldn't have done anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I've just been working my ass off. Many projects. My project manager called me into his office with one of the other devs and our department manager, and he was like, alright, so Trent has twice as much shit on his board as everybody else, so we need to take some shit off his plate because he's overwhelmed. So I got rid of a couple projects. I was kind of like, yeah, you can have them. I've already done everything. It just needs to have some content put in it. And I kept all the bigger projects that I fucking despise that I need to get done, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. Other than that, started dating this girl. So,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So.
Getting your dick wet.
Actually, I did, so. But, that's gross. Anyways.
That's gross.
Yeah, that's gross.
Sex
anyways.
Is gross.
Yeah, that's gross. But now I started dating this girl.
Would you
who,
become prude?
Oh, no, I didn't. No, but,
But no, like, I thought she might be listening.
No. But no, I started dating this girl who is actually in the Army. So she's actually leaving this Monday, this coming up Monday, for 15 weeks.
Kind of like Victor, huh?
Yeah, kind of like Victor, yeah. Yeah,
oh, yeah
she's actually going to do something useful, though.
Victor's actually got a lot of rank right now.
Yeah, I know, I'm sure he does.
And he's gone again.
Yeah, he's gone again. But yeah, she's gone off for bridge engineer, so she gets to blow shit up.
And I think I can't remember exactly what Victor's doing right now. He's talked about maybe Skyping in a few episodes though.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I told him to talk to him about it. So, but yeah, no, she's a bridge engineer, doing that. Doesn't know where she's gonna be stationed next. She's afraid they might try and shove her in Germany. But she's hoping that Texas, at least, maybe.
Germany's not so bad.
Yeah, Germany's not so bad, but I don't think she wants to go there. So, yeah. Especially since she'll be on another fucking, like, across the fucking ocean. So, she kind of wants to stay close to home. So, yeah. But no, she's going to come up here this last weekend before she leaves. And then she's going to be gone. So, it'll be like, I have a girlfriend, but I don't. So, no, I'm joking.
That's awful.
I'm joking, God. Anyways, yeah, she's gonna go off and do that. Other than that,
Nothing.
I watched the movies. I watched Taken 2.
Is that pretty good?
Was it good?
It's not as good as the first one.
Was it the same as the first one?
No, not really. Because okay. In this one, it's like... It takes place, like, you know, a little while after the first one. And he is... His daughter's finally about to get her license. You know? And he's going off to, I think, Istanbul for work. And he invites his ex-wife, who's recently separated from her boyfriend, to come and, you know, to bring the daughter and spend time with him because they were going to go on vacation. And so they do, and apparently, like, the family members of all the people he killed in the first movie come back wanting revenge.
Oh, well.
So he gets, like, him and his wife get abducted by...
Well, don't rule
the room. Oh, no, this is the stuff they showed in the previews, is that it's him and his wife are abducted. They get taken, so... And it's his daughter this time. Because in the previews I showed it, it was him and his on the cell phone going like, me and your mother are about to be taken. Think clearly. So that's pretty much...
his daughter coming to rescue him.
Yeah. That's pretty much what they showed in the previews. So I was like, ah, she's kind of a pussy in the first one. I don't know. So, and it's... it wasn't as good as the first one, but it wasn't bad. I'll give it that. I liked Unknown better than I liked Taken 2. So...
I watched The Hobbit finally.
Oh, yeah.
I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, it's an awesome movie.
Yeah, I was telling you earlier, Guillermo del Toro had some part in the creature design.
Guillermo.
And you can really tell, like the Goblin King, of course, shows up in it, just like the books. There's some stuff in there that didn't quite line up with the books at all. Period.
They're trying to make it a lot longer because they're doing two other movies on top of what they did now.
Yeah, me and my girlfriend were talking about it, and we were talking about the Dwarven King, and the thing with him is, like, he didn't look like a dwarf at all.
Yeah, not at all.
Like, he just looked like a short dude.
Yeah. So I think like, maybe it just happens with age. Maybe whenever they get older, they start to look more.
Well, he was pretty old, so Thorin was supposed to be pretty old, and the kings are supposed to look, like, even more Dwarven. Like, when you see his dad in the beginning, like, he's got the big-ass beard and everything else. And she's like, well, think of it this way. I mean, it's a male role. And he's a lead, so they're not going to make him look ugly.
Yeah.
She's like, that's probably what it boils down to, even though that sucks.
Who do they get to play him?
I can't remember his name. But, I mean, just like any other leads, Holly will probably look it up and fact check it. But,
yep.
Was it that Fassbender dude, Bassbender? He's in, like, everything now?
I don't know. But overall, I mean, like, the creature design, the way that they took the story, of course, it's another long track.
Yeah.
Just like any Lord of the Rings, anything.
Yeah.
It took some elements of Silmarillion. Yeah, a lot of walking.
Yeah.
But
it's like the jogger's fantasy.
It feels a lot more fantasy-based than Lord of the Rings did. Like, Lord of the Rings was kind of realistic in a way.
Yeah.
Thorin was played by Richard Armitage.
I know who you're talking about. All right.
Let's see.
Like, he has a really short beard. But
he was in Captain America, Robin Hood, Frozen. Let's see. Sorry, I'm trying to load it up. Oh, god damn it.
One thing I was going to say, though, is like, you know, like with the Lord of the Rings movies, like the wizards had power, but they didn't have like crazy, amazing power.
Yeah.
Like Gandalf had some powers, but like it wasn't crazy, crazy powers.
Yeah.
Like the wizards are a lot more wizardly in this one. The creatures are a lot more fantasy based. The scenarios they find themselves in feel more true to that world than even Lord of the Rings did. And I mean that in the best of ways. Like, Guillermo probably had it seems like he may have had a hand in that. Like, just the way that everything looks, there's a lot of good mix between CG and reality. Again, they changed some things up, I think, to lengthen it. Brought some of Thorin's backstory into it, which I didn't think they were going to do. But overall, it was cool as shit. There's some, kind of left me with a perma-smile coming out of it. I was like, man, this is pretty long, but it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Nice.
Because my ass was sore at the end of that.
Yeah, I got to see it at the Alamo in Austin, so I got to drink while I watched it.
That would have helped.
Yep.
Nice.
But, I haven't drank at the theater in so long. I did once
pretty
in...
Pretty awesome.
In Kansas City, there's a place there that you spend way too much to have dinner and a movie in.
Yep.
But also, in Okmulgee... There's an old theater there, and my band played for the opening of Revenge of the Sith. And so when we played that, like, we got to go up in the balcony, and of course, it was like an old theater nobody knew, and the person that arranged the show had a huge-ass bag of popcorn, and we smoked cigars and drank beer while we watched it.
You know what we should do? We all three need to go watch a movie at the drive-in.
You know what?
Get hammered.
There are three... If I said that's three,
yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, one extra finger on
there. I can't feel the pinky. There are three movies coming out that have old action stars in them. There's the one that's Schwarzenegger that just came out.
Yeah.
There is Bullet to the Head with Stallone that's coming out soon. And there's a new Die Hard coming out.
We need to watch them at the Dollar Theater. We might want to wait until it gets warm, though.
Yeah, I went to go see a movie this last weekend. Since this is my turn. Anyway.
Yeah, you saw... So,
yeah, I went to go see an actual Guillermo del Toro-produced movie, which was Mama.
Yeah,
oh,
it was
yeah.
pretty good.
Oh, yeah, it was fantastic. I loved it. I love Guillermo del Toro, so it's one of those things where, as I'm actually already knew I was going to enjoy the visual effects of the movie, because even though he only produced it, he always has a really big say in the stuff that he does. And and it really showed in this one with the way it was done, the suspense and the a lot of the cinematography, and even the character design for Mama and stuff, and the ending had that nice mix of horror and fairy tale that he kind of likes to mix together in all of his movies.
That's,
like,
and that's what I kind of think he brought to The Hobbit, was the whole fairy tale thing.
Yeah. Well, he's really good at that. So.
Yeah.
Because, like, he does...
Pan's Labyrinth, I mean.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, Pan's Labyrinth, Devil's Backbone, Kronos, El Orfanato is a prime example of that. And then, of course, he did Hellboy here in America, and he also did Blade 2, which was one of the only Blade movies I like. Which was that one. And they all kind of had that nice, really good character design and just really, really well done.
Mix of prosthetics and CG.
Yeah.
Like, I think he uses more of the CG stuff for background stuff or really large things where he uses prosthetics for all the close-ups.
Yeah, well, it's like even in Pan's Labyrinth, the Fawn is prosthetics and everything for the most part. And
you can tell
really
prosthetics
carries.
Right off the bat when you're looking at close-ups and things like that.
Yeah.
Like, there's just a difference.
Yeah, there's a difference in texture. Very, very, very. And lighting. You know, you can really get that feel that the shadows are real. They're going around it rather than just being simulated.
Right.
And the lighting usually looks a little bit different on items that are CGI'd in a real environment. And that always throws me off because I look for those things and it kind of makes it hard to... Yeah, it kind of makes it hard
to really, see past it sometimes.
Yeah, to see past it and respect what you're seeing. And they did a really good job in Mama. It's actually like a really well done movie. I like the story. The story was really good. And it's very well put together. What was it? I'm trying to remember. The whole concept for the base story of it that they kind of let people know in the previews is that there's these two girls who, through unknown circumstances, won't go into that, become abandoned in the woods in this house. And there's this spirit of some sort that lives there that takes care of them, becomes their mommy, basically, and raises them for like 5 years, you know, out there in the woods. And they become feral, very feral. And one of the family members who's been looking for them for 5 years finds them. So the search party finds them and he takes them in. And this Mama character follows them from the woods and is visiting them at nights and stuff. And she's very protective and jealous and all that. There's a backstory to her they go into. It's just really well done. Women were screaming in the movie theater. like at the top of their fucking lungs, too. Not just like, oh, that's scary. More like, ah! at certain points, it was ridiculous.
Yeah,
that makes
just,
it more fun,
it didn't,
though.
Like, it didn't look that scary to me, but people always get scared of movies that I've never scared
well,
of.
Well, there's a scene that actually made my head shake for a second. I was just like, holy fuck, like, I didn't expect that, where this woman's walking around downstairs, and it's this split in the house where the stairs come down, and there's a dining room area and a living room area, and it's this cutaway area with a staircase, and you can see the room behind her, and it's kind of lit up, sort of, but she's looking into this dark room. And the camera's right there looking at her standing this way. And you damn well know there's something behind her. You know it. And just out of nowhere, it goes from being all the way there to like, it just, boom, like that, like right out beside her head. And it's just right there. And everybody in the theater's just like, oh my God! Because you can't even see it. It just looks like a shit stain on the reel. It's like really just weird looking.
A shit stain.
Yeah, it seriously did. And it was a really well done movie, good graphics, and just all really entertaining. Yeah, sad ending. So I enjoyed it. Definitely one of my favorites.
Nice. I might have to go see that like tomorrow.
Del Toro strikes again. So it's sad that his video game got pushed off, because I would have liked to have seen, you know, that Insanity video game. I would have liked to have seen what he would have come up with. Putting together a game where something like that, where he kind of controls everything, you know, just every aspect of it. Because the man is really good at visual presentation as well as, you know, scaring, you know, people, like, or at least putting a chill in your spine. So, especially with ghosts. He loves ghost stories. So, yeah, definitely my fave. But anyways, I saw that, and trying to think, I watched The Possession, which, trying to remember.
Is that the one with the box?
Yeah, the box.
Okay.
Yeah, the Devic box.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got, I can't remember the actor's name, but it's the guy from the movie The Losers. You ever watch that?
No.
He's a good actor, he just picks really shitty roles. You know? And he's
the guy that kind of looks like,
he's a man's man. You know, he's a tall guy, big jaw, you know, so can't remember his fucking name though.
He kind of looks like Gerard Butler though, doesn't he?
No, not really. I wouldn't say that. He's kind of got the height of remember Everyone Loves Raymond or whatever.
Yeah,
the brother, the really
tall one. Like really, 6'4".
He's kind of got that kind of a build, but you know, not a deep voice like me that sounds retarded. You know, he has a regular voice, but he's a good actor in my opinion. He just picks really shitty roles. So, but the movie was interesting, and it has Mahjong-hoo.
Yeah.
It's got him on there as a ascetic Jew priest that does the exorcism.
Jeffrey Dean Morgan.
That's his name, Jeffrey Dean Morgan. Yeah, I like him a lot. But I think it was a Sam Raimi movie, if I recall, which is one of the first Raimi films I've seen in a while that I actually liked. So
I like From Hill.
This one was a little bit more serious. It wasn't on the campy side, and I kind of would like to see him go back to doing more serious with a little bit of humor is fine, but.
He was in Watchmen.
Yes. Yes. Actually, yeah, that was it. The comedian. Yeah.
And yeah. He's the same guy that's in P.S. I Love You. I think he's like the brother of Gerard Butler.
Yeah, he played the comedian. I completely forgot about that. But yeah, he's, like I said, man's man. Big motherfucker. You know? But now, the movie's good. It's more serious. I mean, when she's shining, they show in the preview when she's shining that flashlight in her mouth, and you just see these two fingers come up. Like, and she's like, that was actually... pretty good scene. I was like, oh, that's fucked up. So then you see a hand come out of a mouth and just grab the top of the face. And I was like, oh, that's fucked up. So I enjoyed it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, what else did I... That was about it. So I DVR'd the next Sherlock Holmes movie. I was going to watch it today, but then I realized, oh, yeah, I got to do this.
What is that one?
Edge of Shadows.
Edge of Shadows.
Something like that.
Yeah. Leather Shadows, maybe?
Huh?
I don't know.
Not League of Shadows.
League of Shadows. No. League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
No, there's actually the League of Shadows.
The new Sherlock Holmes movie is actually pretty good.
Yeah, I didn't mean to watch it. I just kept putting it off. And I saw it was on Stars, so I DVR'd it so I could watch it today. But then I forgot I had to do this podcast. So, Game of Shadows, that's it.
We're all wrong.
Yeah.
Yep.
So speaking of this podcast, did we play any games, Trent?
Well, let's see. Now that we've done the introductions, Holly, you played shit.
Yeah.
You haven't done anything. Me, I played some more Sleeping Dogs like last week, but I really haven't had a chance to game too much. I keep telling myself I need to get through Sleeping Dogs and Black Ops 2 to get prepped for Aliens to come out this next month, and I can't find time between all the projects I'm doing at home.
That's kind of how I feel. That's why I had the French Marathon, the Archer Marathon, because I was sick.
Yeah.
But I did manage to get some gaming time in.
No, I haven't had any. Every night I come home, it's work on this project, work on that project. Yeah, just bullshit. So you've been playing some new stuff. We got some keys, didn't we? And
yeah, I want to bring that up in a second. I did get a Wii U.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
I bought Zombie U, and of course it came with Nintendo Land.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought Mario, the new Super Mario for Wii, nice. Wii U. Nintendo Land's okay. It's all party games. So, like, me and girlfriend played the Link's game, the Link game on there.
Mm-hmm.
And it's basically one person plays Link, waves a sword around, the other person plays another Link, I guess, and shoots a bow, and you do these little mini quests. There's a game where it's like Donkey Kong puzzle map. It's single player, but what it does, it relies on all on the Wiimote, or the Wii controller, the big one. And it's all physics-based. Like, you're rolling this little cart down, like, a maze of sorts. And so, like, you'll tilt the controller right, the thing rolls right, tilt it left, rolls left. You blow into the microphone, and things activate, and... It's kind of cutesy,
like,
but...
Her. I snicker, and she's just...
But...
I think it's a blowjob.
Well, no, because you go...
Can you whistle like Ocarina?
I'm sure you could.
It's like...
I would want to get my microphone messy.
Yeah.
But overall, I mean, the physics on that worked perfectly. Like, it felt one-to-one.
Was like, it much better than playing on a Zelda game on the old Wii?
Yeah, the controls in the Donkey Kong game are actually really tight. I had a lot of fun actually with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think what else I played on there. Oh, we played Luigi's Haunted Mansion.
Oh yeah, how was that?
It's actually kind of cool. So like one of the players will play with one of the Wii controllers. So I gave her the Wii Motion Plus.
Yeah, and the one with the ghost.
And the person with the Wii Pad has the ghost controls. Mm-hmm. So the ghosts, you can see everybody on the map.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're trying to do is they're trying to light you up with a flashlight. They light you up with a flashlight, you die.
Yeah.
But if you touch them, they die. So you kind of go around through this maze trying to avoid their flashlight. And their flashlight will run low, so they'll have to get batteries or whatever. And then that's basically the premise of it. But it's kind of cool because you're sneaking around. They have no idea where you're at.
Yeah.
And you're seeing ghost vision. So you can kind of see wherever anybody is on the map, which is kind of cool.
Nice.
So I had a little bit of fun with that. And then I played a lot of Mario.
So what's funny is there was a game a long time ago, I think it was on the Sega, that was, I think it was called Ghost House or something like that. And the whole point of it was you're playing a ghost and a family had moved into your house and you wanted them out. And so you have to use like different things, like you could possess a TV. It's old shitty game, like old shitty game. You know?
That sounds awesome, though.
Yeah, you would like, you know, touch a picture and it would like rattle and fly off. And the whole point was to scare them so badly that they run out of the house and you win. That was the whole point of the game.
Interesting.
Then I think you scored like point amplifiers for every time you like got a good scare on somebody. So
minigames, played the real Mario, and it's a side-scroller Mario, which is nice for me because I was getting sick of the 3D Mario. The reason I got sick of 3D Mario is they were all in these little bitty worlds, like, that were all, like, you could basically see the curvature of the little asteroid or whatever the fuck it was. I always didn't like 3D platformers, but it's a real callback to, like, Mario 3.
Yeah.
Like, I know some people gave it some negative reviews. As far as I'm concerned, it plays just like old Mario 3. Like, you even got a suit that's basically like the raccoon suit.
The raccoon suit.
All the bosses are the same as Mario 3. You jump on them 3 times, they're dead, but they all have different mechanics. The game is surprisingly hard. I've run into several challenges where I was just like, fuck this, I'm just going to try to make it through. And you only get so many lives. Now, you can save and continue later, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
But it is a really tightly controlled platformer. It's the way that I wanted Mario to be. I didn't want it to be this 3D Adventureland thing.
Yeah.
I was never a big fan of 3D Mario. But 2D Mario, like, I'm totally behind. The music is a call back to the old Mario music. Just like you get stuff like that, but it's just done like on a much grander scale, like with an orchestra and things like that.
So it's like violins,
like it's awesome.
Or like in techno, or like all sorts of stuff. It's pretty cool.
It's kind of like Sonic the Hedgehog.
But
the techno beats.
But it's really well done. I'm enjoying the hell out of it. It's again, just a major callback to old school Mario. So if you really like old school Mario, I think you'll probably like this.
Nice.
It feels very much like old school Mario. But yeah, super challenging, especially for a Mario game. Like I'm kind of blown away with it.
Mm-hmm.
So
I almost forgot one thing. I did buy something.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
you did.
Yeah, I finally.
Oh yeah.
They finally re-released the Portal Gun with an all-in-one pack that comes with the regular Portal Gun plus Peabody and Atlas's gun. all the stuff you need to deck it out like those. So I found it for like half price, so I had to buy it. So.
And it's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, mine only has batteries.
Cool. Yeah, you have batteries. I don't have batteries for mine.
Yeah, it's probably a healthy girl like you doesn't have some batteries.
I have to buy batteries for other things.
Yeah. Big old D battery. for the jawbreaker. Yeah. That's my... Yeah. Anyways, go ahead.
You're right.
Just think of Polly masturbating with a jackhammer.
With a jackhammer? Yeah. God.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Anyways,
Whenever she uses it, she craps herself. That's how powerful it is. This rattles her bowels loose.
So, other things I played on the Wii U is I started playing Zombie U. That game's immersive as fuck.
Yeah. You keep trying to get me to play it. I really want to check the game out, and I have not bothered saying, hey, let me check it out. That's how busy I've been. I'm just like, oh,
when we
it,
go
dude.
On break, you should show me Zombie U.
I'll let you play through the opening sequence.
Okay.
Yeah, after the show. Let's do it after the show. I have shit that I have to get to tonight.
Nah, we'll do it on break.
Yeah.
So basically it looks like everything's shot through an Instagram filter. Mm. And what I mean by that is like you'll look up the lights and there's like all sorts of dust all over the lens. Like it looks like a C-grade horror movie.
Yeah.
Graphics are pretty decent. I'm not going to lie. I've only gotten through about an hour of it because I keep dying at a certain spot. Mm-hmm. Mostly because I'm not very good with my cricket bat. But, like, you start off... I'm not going to ruin the intro, but basically, you start off... One of the open first areas, it's basically a big loot grab game.
Yeah.
You're going through and you're trying to survive, so you gotta... Like, there's no food really involved that helps you survive, except for the fact that you can get back health. Or maybe I just haven't run into starving yet, but you get into a room and there's a... You hear a guy talking and it's kind of... I'm trying to remember who the voice is for it. It sounds just like the guy from Bioshock, and it could be. But
which one? Atlas?
Atlas, yeah. It sounds just like Atlas.
Or Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan. Yeah,
well, same. Yeah. So, game's been out long enough, not a spoiler there, but yeah.
But, so there's a narrator saying, hey, you drop into this pitch black room, and it's saying, hey, you need to go pick up the, whatever the fuck they're calling it. But it's basically like an iPad. Mm. Like that kind of device.
Well, they can't call it that.
A notebook.
Yeah.
Or not a notebook, but a touchscreen, whatever. And so...
Just go pick that thing that doesn't come from Apple product line whatsoever.
But yeah, so you go pick it up, and then the voice starts talking to you through the device. What the fuck is that called? Not an iPad, but a tablet.
Just a tablet. Okay.
Yeah, a tablet.
Okay.
So you pick up the tablet, and the voice starts talking to you through your controller, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
And instantly you kind of get a map... And it kind of shows you where you need to go. And
now, how big is the actual gameplay map in that game?
There's multiple maps. It's fucking huge.
It is?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's like a good, like, what, 20 miles?
I don't know. From what I can tell, it's fucking huge.
Okay.
Like, there's a lot of big empty areas, though, too.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I started off, and it tells me, oh, by the way, you got radar. Now, what Rusty was saying on several weeks ago about this, about the radar constantly happening, that doesn't happen unless you hit the button. It works like sonar. Mm-hmm. Like, you hit the button, the sonar beam goes out, and then if something's moving, you'll see a red dot.
Yeah.
Also, it'll indicate there's supplies, like major supplies sometimes in different rooms.
Yeah.
When you do that, like, you first encounter a zombie, and that zombie's got your bug-out bag, or your bob. And so, you grab the bug-out bag, or you find a cricket bat right next to him, so you pick up the cricket bat, knock the zombie's head off, and then take his bob. That bob is now your bag.
Yeah.
So... It goes, has you search through different things, and when you search through things, your guy shows the guy on camera getting down and looking in the bag, and then on your controller is your inventory. You slide down the backpack, you start moving things around, allocating it to different slots. Mm-hmm. So, like, you can allocate it to your right-hand slot or your left-hand slot. I don't know if they're hand-related, but you got three spots in each deal. And so, like, I have a pistol in my right-hand slot, a cricket bat in my left-hand slot, and then my ammo for my pistol in my right-hand slot. So if I reload, it's still just like the reload button, but if I need to grab ammo, I'm going to slide into that slot. But when I do that, I can't see what's going on around me except for what's in my immediate vicinity.
Yeah.
This all only takes one bite from a zombie to kill you. So your initial move is like a pushback move, and that's what you get, so the zombie can't get you. And some of them shamble kind of fast. Like, they're kind of creepy. Yeah, or they'll be on the ground and you won't see them, and they'll fucking drag you down and bite you. But, takes a little getting used to aim of the bat, because you hold, it's just like Dead Island. Click one trigger to pull the melee weapon up, hit the other trigger to not pull it down. And so after you get used to aiming with it, yeah, you can get kind of good, but you don't always kill them. Like, if you don't hit them right in the head, you'll knock them back. Or, like, break an arm or whatever. I don't know if you're actually breaking the arm, but knock them back, and then they'll start coming back at you with renewed vigor. Like, they just get more pissed off. So, sometimes I stuck to just using my gun, because it was a lot better with that. The problem is, you shoot a gun, then you draw more zombies.
Yeah.
So, like, I found an area, one of the opening areas, like, there is a mounted machine gun just sitting out there, and I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna try it out. And I saw a couple of zombies down there. And as soon as I took control of the gun, it says, look at your Wii pad. So you look at the Wii game pad, and that's what you're aiming through. You actually just move the pad around, physically move it, to aim. So you just, like, track around to wherever you want to shoot. And you're looking through the pad. And like I said, it's about 1-to-1, so there's not a whole lot of difference in response time. It's as fast as UHF can go.
Yeah.
So you move it around, you aim, then you pull your trigger to fire. And to get off, you just actually just move the control pad, and then you move away. But, like, there'll be different areas where you got to scan different objects in to see where a clue is, or to see where, like, a camera is, or whatever. And you use the Wii gamepad to do that. So you physically move the pad in front of you, and then on screen, your guy is actually moving this little, like, tablet in front of him with a big flashlight on the backside of it.
Yeah.
Like, looking around the room as you're moving, which is kind of cool.
Nice.
So
I think I talked to Bulgurk about it. I want to say it was him, and he said that if you're playing online, you can actually see, like, other people that are on your friends list. You can see, like, where they've died, and you can pick up all of their extra shit that they dropped whenever they died.
There is that. Anytime you die, you lose your bug-out bag and go back and recover it, but if you die again, then it's only whatever was in your pack before. Which I've learned the hard way a couple times. But you also got a container you can store that shit in. Also, when you die, which is funny, another human drops in that's not anything like the other human. Like, had such and such lady who is a nurse that dropped in as one of my characters. And there's out my zombified dude, like, out there with a backpack, like, walking around. So I have to go take him out. But
that's pretty awesome. So you're always someone different whenever you, after you die?
Yeah. So that part's kind of cool. Like, completely, you know, as many continues as you can possibly have. But it's still fairly hard because one bite takes you out. And if you get surprised, you're kind of fucked.
Yeah.
So you kind of got to sneak around a lot, not use your flashlight that much. But yeah, I haven't played enough of it to have a real good opinion on it. I think after I've beaten it, I'll probably have a better opinion. But so far, it's pretty cool.
Nice.
Played a couple of other games. Speaking of beta keys, you brought that up.
Yeah.
Jason, fan of the show, sent me and Trent a couple of keys for Path of Exile that just went live in open beta.
Yeah.
That game's awesome. I'm just going to say that. It's basically what Diablo 3 should have been. And what I mean by that, and if you play it, you'll agree, it's grittier, it's darker. There is a skill tree like Final Fantasy X.
It's massive.
It's fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
It goes all over the place. You can basically make a like a fire mage that shoots arrows as well, or a fire mage that uses a sword and shield. Like, you can make your character pretty much however you want, which is kind of cool. All the actual skills are based on gems. So you'll find a gem for, like, Whirlwind and gem that in your club, or you'll find a skill for, like, Frost Nova. And each of those things, you just sock it into an item, and then you get that skill. And then you level up that gem based on how many times you use it. But completely randomly generated maps. In fact, you can even plug in keys to generate different types of maps.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they'll be themed a certain way. So if you're going to a dungeon, it's going to be dungeon maps. But it's all differently done. You get little quests from different people in a town. But, I mean, basically plays out like Diablo 2, just with modern graphics. So, and it's, you know, gory as all hell. It's really dark. I was playing a witch for a while, which is basically your basic spellcaster. Then I started playing a Templar a lot because I wanted to have kind of a holy knight. Templar is actually pretty damn cool.
Yeah, well, speaking of that, when we were looking at it, the voice acting is reasonably well done.
Yeah.
And it's largely voice acted, except for a few minor parts here and there.
Yeah, like your little quests are not voice acted, but your major ones are.
Yeah, so it's got all the frills of a big title release like Diablo, like 2 would have had, you know. And but
my friend Chad was saying it's about 15 hours long.
Yeah, but it's a total indie game.
Yeah, it's a total indie game. It's totally free to play right now.
Mm-hmm.
The microtransactions in it are for basic monetary things.
Mm-hmm.
So you can just use that money, in-game money, to do things.
Yeah.
You could buy something through Trade Chatter. You could buy something in the game world. Like, it's not restricted.
Yeah.
And I think that's how they plan on supporting the game. It's already raised over $1 million. It was a Kickstarter project to begin with. But it is easily a AAA title, even though it's an indie game. It very much represents a AAA title. Minus the cutscenes.
Which, looking at something like that, you know, it's impressive when you see something like an indie title that looks that good and that plays that well and is very formulated and it's not, you know, broken like you run into with a lot of... No, when I say broken, I don't mean the game is broken by me. It's just it's got something broken about it where the story totally sucks ass or the game mechanics are a little janky.
Yeah, I mean, basically, just everybody's exiled to this island and that's where it starts.
Yeah. And it looks like a straight Diablo clone for the most part, which is something familiar.
So well, even just in-game, like, they got an in-game chat, mm-hmm. and you can see other players in the world. Like, it does not restrict that, except that it's only in, like, player zones.
Yeah.
So, like, you go in a town, you'll see other players. If you're going out questing on your own, you're not going to see anybody.
Yeah.
Unless somebody's in your party.
Yeah.
So, that part of it's actually really cool, because you can play it totally single player, and then see people in town, and say, hey, or what's up, or let's party, or...
Yeah.
Plus there's an adventure board so you guys can team up for different quests.
Plus you have restoring health flasks, don't you, in this one, so it's not
so that part works kind of weird.
Yeah.
The more monsters you kill, your mana or health replenish these different flasks, and there's different size flasks.
Mm-hmm.
So you can kind of put that up. You only have 5 at a time, but you can set it up
like
you're
using minor, like smaller tube flasks.
Yeah, I was mixing it up. I was doing like health mana on my Templar, and then on my Mage I was doing health, and then 3 mana bars.
Yeah.
But it's definitely just like Diablo 2 in a lot of ways.
It seems like...
not in all the bad ways. Like, it's very much inspired by it. Looks like it kind of has the same kind of class.
It's got as much homage to Diablo as, say, like, you know, Torchlight.
Just not cartoony. It's very much...
Yeah, it's not cartoony. It's very realistic. Well, not realistic.
It's like the other... It's the other extreme. Like, Diablo is a little bit cartoony. Has that Blizzard art style.
Yeah.
This has a more realistic style to its graphics, so it's more dark fantasy based.
Yeah.
The creature design's really kick-ass,
too. It looks good. It looks like the place where they were going to go with Diablo 3, but they didn't, because all the early stuff you saw was a little bit more in that vein, and then they kind of brought it back, and it went towards this kind of, once again, cartoony kind of direction, and then the skill tree got fucked. And it, speaking of the skill tree, from what I saw, it looks very OCD. This is like Diablo for OCD people.
Like, there's
huge. I mean,
thousands
we're not
of
joking
skills.
When we say the skill tree is huge. It is fucking... It could probably print it out...
On a wall.
Cover up that... Not all of it, but a good portion of that fucking... That half wall over there. You know, it could do a pretty good job at it.
It's the gigantic, biggest skill tree I've ever seen in any game.
Bigger than Final Fantasy X, and that was a pretty big fucking... The spear grid was pretty fucking big.
Well, and part of that is you're not necessarily earning new skills, you're earning skill ups for different things.
Yeah.
So, skill up to elemental magic, skill up to fire magic, skill up to intelligence or strength,
mm-hmm.
two-handed or one-handed weapons, blocking, defense,
things
like that. And then your gems are what determine your powers.
Yeah.
So, and you can have up to, I think 7 powers at a time.
Mm-hmm.
So you can queue all those up like your QWERT are all of your active, like, extra skills.
Yeah.
And then right and left mouse or middle mouse and right mouse.
Move and attack.
Yeah, you can do basic attack or you can queue like right mouse to actually be one of those attacks if you really wanted it to be.
It definitely looks fun, and I plan on jumping into it once I get past this week or the next, you know. As soon as I get a chance, especially before Aliens comes out, so...
I'm going to have to try it now that it's all completely opened up.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing I've been addicted as hell to, though, has been Smite.
Yes.
A buddy of mine at work, actually, Elseworlds podcast, Chuck, introduced it to me with his friend Derek. And they've been playing a little bit. I haven't actually gotten a chance to play with them, but it's a third-person MOBA. What I mean by third-person MOBA is you're immediately behind your character. Mm-hmm. A little bit of an overhead view. But all of your shots are skill shots. What I mean by skill shots is in some MOBAs you can lock onto something and shoot. It'll curve around and hit them. This is not like that. You're aiming. So if it's melee, you're aiming. It's only frontal attacks. If you're ranged, then it's whatever your little arrow is pointing towards.
Yeah.
So they only have a certain range of the range stuff too. But it makes for some really interesting gameplay. Like you basically have the 3 lanes, just like
Dota
or League of Legends.
Yeah.
And in the 3 lanes, you got 2 sets of towers for each enemy, then you have a phoenix, and then you have a minotaur. The Minotaur is like a boss character, so he's pretty hard to beat. You got to be basically max level to beat him. The Phoenix is, once you destroy them, all your characters in that lane get flaming weapons and they go attack a little bit harder. And then, of course, the towers work a little bit different. The towers actually work way different than a lot of MOBAs. A lot of MOBAs, towers just pick the first character in the line and start attacking them. With these towers, you can use them as defense, because if you move back in the tower's range and somebody attacks you, and it's within range of the tower will attack that person instead of attacking the first person in the lane. So, and of course, they hit a lot harder than little dudes. So that part's pretty cool. I've been playing a lot of Odin. Odin's a melee class character. They're all gods. I should mention that. So
yeah, I think we were talking about that. I think they have Egyptian gods as well as a couple Greek, Norse, and I think.
Oh, there's all sorts. So, like, to kind of give you a quick overview, I've been playing Odin, and Odin's, of course, you know, Norse god.
Great Odin's beard.
He's got a big ass beard. Sorry. He's wearing these little shorts.
I was watching Anchorman last week.
He's a very mighty character. You know what I mean?
Odin's Raven.
He gets a shitload of health, and you got to use him really aggressively. And so he's got a leap ability to where you can kind of angle him wherever you want, jump in, knock some people a little bit senseless, and then start beating their ass, which is really fun. He's got an ability, like a super ability, that will lock everybody into an area with you, make you immune to all stun and crowd control effects, and then let you basically whip their ass, which is really fun. He can also, like, inspire his enemy or his allies to do, like, better damage and better health.
Of course.
But Odin's really fun. I don't typically play melee in these kinds of games, and I've had a lot of fun playing Odin. I've also been playing Ymir, which is another Norse god. He's really fun. He's a nice god, and he does a lot of frost-based attacks and a lot of... He's basically just a big tank, which is kind of fun because you can kind of get in the way of everybody and piss people off because they can't kill you, but you can't really kill them, so it's more of a support character than anything else. The other one I've been playing has been Anhur. He's Egyptian, and he throws spears. Mm-hmm. So he throws spears, he shoots them, like, summons an obelisk out of the sand and slows enemies down with the obelisk, and he also can kind of use it to block attacks.
It's like fallacy, rise!
And he does, like a really powerful ranged spear attack, but those are the main ones I've been focusing on. But I mean, there's a lot of different characters. Like, obviously, there's Agni, which is Hindi. Yeah. There's Anubis, Ao Kang, which is Chinese.
Anubis is a bitch.
Arachne, which is Greek, she's a big spider chick. Ares, Artemis, Cupid.
Now, is Ares a melee fighter?
He's a tank. He's got a big fucking Greek
March
shield.
March 29th representing Ares is always a fucking melee fighter with fire.
Bakasura, Bastet.
They have Hanuman in there?
No, they don't. They have Freya, Guan Yu, Hades.
They need to bring some Indian gods in there.
They do.
Yeah, bring in Hanuman because he was a prankster monkey.
They got Kali. Sun Wukong, which is a monkey Kali Chinese god. I'm trying to think. They got Vimana.
Thor.
Zeus. Lots of gods. I think there's like 27 gods. I haven't run through the whole list.
Nice.
But it's all very cartoony. It looks kind of like... Graphically, it looks about like Borderlands. Mm-hmm. It's free to play. They do a rotating cast of characters kind of like League of Legends does.
Yeah.
So you can play free if you want and use only the characters they have unlocked. Or you can pay for like $30 and buy all of them.
Nice.
So, which is pretty fair. I mean, you can get a try out the game, see if you like it, and if not, then of course you got, you know, you nothing out of pocket. You just downloaded 3 gigs.
See, I like these games that take the approach of, you know, let's prove to you why you want to play the game. It's totally free, but, you know,
I'm probably going to drop $30 bucks on it.
Yeah, and I enjoy that strategy that a lot of the more indie games are taking, where, you know, try this out, and if you really like it, go ahead and throw the money down, because you get more than a demo view.
Because you're playing with other players. Like other people, like I really have a hard time with Hel. Like Hel has this like parasitic attack that will like heal her at the same time you're attacking her, something like that. Mm-hmm. She's really difficult to beat, but she doesn't hit that hard either. So I've been having a lot of trouble with Hel. But like I said, I mean, just there's a big variety in the way things work. Like Arachne has these, will shoot webs out and pull people towards her, or drop spiderlings like in little places, kind of like landmines, which is kind of creepy and weird and works.
Yeah.
Of course, you got like Ao Kang, which will summon like fucking like tsunamis and shit. But there's like just the way that this plays is really fast-paced. Most of the games last about 25 minutes.
Nice.
Versus Dota, which can last 45, 50 minutes, an hour a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I have a shitload of Dota keys. Like, if you want a Dota key, you can write me in or find me on my Steam account. Or just write in and I'll give you one. But, find me online, I'll give you one. But, like, I'm just not having as much fun with Dota because Dota's, like, super tightly balanced. And I don't mean that in a good way. I mean, and it's so slow-paced, like, it just takes so long to level up. Like, I feel like I'm leveling up, like, every 3 or 4 minutes in this, where in Dota, it's, like, every 10 minutes, skill up.
Yeah.
And then I level up something, and, like, I just... Maybe I just don't get the mechanics very well in Dota 2. But I'm having way more fun in Smite and League of Legends than I am with Dota 2.
Nice.
So, Smite, definitely fucking badass game.
Worth checking out.
Yeah, PC only, of course, but... I think pretty much anything would run it.
Mm-hmm.
So, just download it. It's not really my demo. It's free play, so...
Yeah.
But that's all I got for games, man.
That's all I got for games. Alright.
What about you?
Well, I already said that all I'd really been doing was working.
Okay.
Sleeping Dogs was something I played. still playing that. It's just... The game just keeps going. Every time I think I might be coming up to a big point in the story, I'm like, okay, it's a big point. Let's see what happens. Let's see. Oh, no. Whole new chapter. Oh, God damn it. New apartment. Fuck. She get new apartments as you move through. You keep upgrading, you know? Which sucks because I keep waking up my old shitty place anytime I come back to the gang. When you save the game, it doesn't leave you out in the street wherever you save it. It takes you back to your house. And it keeps taking me. I always seem to end up in the part of town where my old house was. So I keep waking up in this shitty fucking apartment. I'm like, God damn.
That sucks.
I had a really nice, like, penthouse at one point. I can't find it. I don't know where the fuck it is. Yeah.
Can you not pull up a map with it?
Yeah, you can. I just haven't bothered trying to find it. And I just wish I could tell it to go ahead and put me there every time.
Yeah.
Every time. One thing I forgot to bring up with that game that's kind of been a piss off for me was, I have a dual boot system. I have Windows 7 and Windows 8. And, anytime, like, it'll run on Windows 8 for the most part. A lot of the time, it will. Every once in a while, after they do an update for the game, it gets a little ganky and likes to crash out for a little bit, for like a couple days, you know? And then it'll just start working again. And
it still runs Dark Souls, though, doesn't it?
Which one?
Dark Souls?
Windows 8?
Yeah.
I haven't actually tried. I had a problem with Dark Souls whenever I was first playing a Windows 8 trial, and that's because games for Windows Live would not work on Windows 8, which is funny. And I think it's because it was a demo. And the operating system was. So I haven't tried it since I've actually purchased Windows 8.
How much did you purchase it for?
It's like $65. That's about to end. I think that's coming really close to ending. So if you want it, now's the time to grab it. So
yeah, I'm thinking about upgrading.
Did you do the trial at all?
No, I haven't done the trial.
Because you could have upgraded for like nothing. I think it was like dirt cheap. But yeah, $65 at Walmart gets you Windows 8 Pro. And that's what I have. It's going to jump up to like $180 or something like that. So
yeah, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why they did this trial window for a cheap price for everybody just to get in and grab it as soon as it came out. It's worth it. I actually do enjoy the operating system. It runs very well. The boot time is amazingly fast. It's basically the same thing as Windows 7, just refined a little bit better. The preview of it had some issues that were addressed and actually work fine now. So especially with dual monitors, with desktop backgrounds that span two screens, it was having issues with that, and they fixed it, thankfully. I wrote enough angry letters every time it disappeared. Games, though, it's back and forth. Some will play right, some won't. But I haven't tried Dark Souls on it since I've upgraded to the full version. But my issue with it is that since I have to go back and forth between Windows 7 and Windows 8, is that cloud saving does not seem to work on Sleeping Dogs. So it doesn't seem to update it anytime I save. So anytime I want to switch over to Windows 7, I have to dig into my Windows 8 file, sorry, my Windows 8 drive, down into Steam and copy the save file over into my Windows 7 save directory for it so I can pick up where I left off.
That sucks.
Yeah, it's kind of a pain in the ass. I was like, cloud savings are pretty much a standard for all Steam games, no matter if they're indie or whatever, but for some reason it does not do it for Sleeping Dogs, at least not on my system. So I haven't bothered researching the problem because I was just like, it's such a trivial thing. I was like, who gives a shit if it, you know, it's nothing really major, but it kind of gets annoying in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
But either way, fun game still. I'm having a lot of fun. Really massive world. Lots and lots of shit to do. Like driving over hookers. So, but that's about the extent of what I have been playing. I really haven't got a chance to play much of anything else. So, I swear to God, I purchased a game. I just don't remember what it was. So, I'll figure it out at some point.
I reserved Bioshock Infinite.
There you go.
Yeah.
I need to do that.
You didn't find the Songbird version, did you?
I didn't get the Songbird version, but I got the limited edition or the other collector's edition that doesn't come with the statue.
Nice.
I think I'm debating that.
I'm gonna wait a little bit because there's so many games that I want. Like I want to play Dead Space 3. I want to play that are more important to me. Like I love Dead Space. I'm a huge Dead Space fan, and I love the Dead Space stories and all that. So that's more important to me. Even more important than that is Aliens. Because
there's that. There's Last of Us. I want to play Monster Hunter, man. That's coming to Wii U, and I'm gonna be excited about that.
I've been debating on grabbing a Wii U. I'm just waiting. I'm probably gonna wait until March around my birthday to try and buy one. Jay is getting married.
Oh, we
what?
Yes. Jay is getting married in June, so I have to drive down to fucking New Orleans in June for his wedding. So
I'll go with you.
Hey, I might go. I have a friend there.
Not really? Do you know Jay?
I've met Jay once or twice. Well, I could
do you think
hang
he really
out with my friend.
You there?
I don't fucking care.
I don't think he wants you in the same city.
Nah.
Not as good, no.
He does.
Yeah. Well, he's having a kid with a girlfriend, so.
Damn.
Yeah. So they're going to go out and get married and all that, get hitched. It's about time. No, I'm just kidding. That's not a big mistake. No. He's pretty happy with everything. So, and so I can't spend too much money. So I'm maybe gonna grab one in March. So, but with that, we're going to pop on to break, and then we'll be back with news and Facebook and all that usual shit. Right,
so, see you guys in a bit.
Yep.
To some Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. And what was our question from last week?
Oh, basically, what's the most awkward thing that's happened to you or you have done during an intimate moment?
Ooh.
Wanted to come up with something creative or funny. Hopefully, not too personal, but it ended up being that way anyway.
We were hoping for personal.
I was hoping for personal.
Yeah.
Justin T said I was doing a little bit of ear nibbling when I had an uncomfortably loudly burp in my ear. No, wait. When I had an uncontrollably loud burp in her ear.
That's awesome.
I think farting would have been like it was
like hotboxing her.
No, it like if someone is going down on you and then you fart, like I think that would be the worst.
Like the person going down or the going down E?
No, the person that you are going down on
has a fart.
Farts.
Yeah.
Like on your face basically.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. And
that's
you feel
gross.
It, you feel it like right here. You feel your
it's
shirt.
Like it's like sucking in a burp, but not so much.
You feel your shirt flap. You're just like, holy shit.
Your hair like moves.
Why would you be wearing a shirt? Yeah, your
hair. It's like the Ark of the Covenant just opened. It's just, whoa. Yeah. Like, close your eyes. Anyway.
Sulfur burns. All right.
So that's a good one. All right, go ahead.
Paul G says, seeing my two kids being born, best thing ever. I think he realized his mistake and said, shit, thought it was awesome thing. Guess my last comment is my most awkwardest thing so far this year.
No, it's still seeing your two kids born.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Feel bad now.
Yeah.
But that was great. I don't know what that other thing means.
Other than just saying you go, Paul. Or
you
something.
Go, Paul.
Yeah.
I think that's what that is.
Yeah, they just typoed. That was their awkward moment.
Jason M., the voice... says, forgetting that cat in the room to find him staring at you. Creepy. I'm not a cat person. There's one reason why.
Yeah. I hate it when you're sitting there watching TV and like you're at your girlfriend's house and you forget she has a cat. And you're just sitting there. And all of a sudden you like look off to your side. And there's like this cat on the sofa next to you just staring at you. And you're like, what?
My cat does that. He'll sit in the doorway if I'm doing something and he'll just stare at me. Just in the middle of the doorway.
And
I have such a hard time with animals. In the middle of any kind of intimacy. I remember doing something fairly normal sexually, and And having the dog, like, break into the room, you know, just, like, hear the door slam open. I was like, what the fuck? And I was like, I guess I gotta complete the act.
Yeah.
And as I'm doing that, the dog puts his cold nose up in my ass and starts licking. I was like, fuck this! Fuck this! I was like, I'm done. I'm done.
It tastes like tuna.
Fucking dogs. Right, like, yeah. I love dogs, but that's fucking gross.
Did we get any others on there?
We got an email response to the question.
No. Yeah. Oh.
Somebody didn't turn off their phone. So, you want me to go into the email?
Yeah, go ahead and go into the email.
So, Sophie writes, says, hey, Tailcast, I thought I'd grace you all with an email this week. Hope you're all looking forward to the games coming out this year. I sure am, but now comes the difficult task of finishing all the games I have left. I still have Castlevania Lords of Shadow, which I haven't even played, and got that when I was new.
When it was new.
Okay. To answer your question for this week, I'm afraid I can't make it gaming-related, but I do have some funny moments. When I was 15, I had started going out with my boyfriend and had a party before we all went back to school. I'd been on holiday over the summer to Portugal, and I was used to getting really nice cocktails, so I asked my parents for a cocktail party, which they agreed to. So before school, I had a cocktail party, and it was great. Loads of friends came over, and even though we were 15, we all got a bit drunk. My mom was on hand to keep watch. So people went home sometime in the morning, but I had few stay around. That was me, my boyfriend, two girls, and one of my friends, Emma, fancied a lad.
British orgy.
Which he had already had a girlfriend, but hey-ho, so he stayed as well. We all slept in the living room. My other friend, Hannah, slept on the sofa and was fast asleep, and we were all on the floor. I was whispering to my boyfriend, and we heard this noise. It was dark. We turned around as we were at the bottom half of our living room, and there was my friend writing the guy she fancies on my living room floor. We were all there. Also, to make it worse, they were both virgins at the time, so we just laughed it, but through our last school year, we had to keep it quiet as it didn't stop going out with the other girl. As for my question for you, the other week I sent a response to you, and it's spelled color as color, so the British spelling. So it got me think of what we say in the UK differently than what you guys say in the US. I did some research and found quite a few. So the first one being the English version, as in England, and the second one being the American version. So, garden or backyard, jelly or jello, jam or jelly, crisps or chips, sweets or candy, biscuit or cookie, motorway or freeway, car park or parking lot, holiday or vacation, maths versus math, nappy versus diaper, trainers versus sneakers, tights versus pantyhose, knickers versus panties, trousers versus pants, alcohol versus liquor, chemist versus drugstore, jumper versus sweater, boot versus trunk, university versus college, lorry versus truck, torch or flashlight, cupboard or cabinet, quid or pound, petrol or gas, pub or bar, foot bath or sidewalk, tap or faucet. Do you agree with these? Another one funny is rubber. It is not rubber here. Condom, a rubber is an eraser. A fanny pack here is called a bum bag, but I keep calling them fanny packs as they sit at the front. I found this interesting as we speak the same language but say some words quite differently. So thanks again, Tiltcast. Love, Sophie.
I say a lot of British things.
I say pub. Well. I say trousers.
I say pub a lot.
I say pub.
Also alcohol.
Oh, I say alcohol and liquor.
But I don't
liquor.
Say chemist, though, yeah. For the drugstore. Like, that's the one that cut
the
bust off.
That one, yeah, you don't usually do, yeah.
Like, we're going to go to the apothecary.
Yeah. Actually, the
requisition
difference,
some chemicals.
Well, the difference is actually apothecaries we do have here, and they actually serve a different purpose than pharmacies. And that is that most pharmacies you go to, you go in and you get your drugs filled. An apothecary will actually concoct the drug for you in something like a tincture. Like, they'll actually mix your drug into, say, aquifer and actually be used as a cream. They'll make special things like lollipops. They'll take your Loratabs, if you have the permission to, and turn them into Altoids. So you can pop them in your mouth and just let them dissolve. They'll do stuff like that at apothecaries. At pharmacists, or pharmacies, they just do straight fills.
Yeah, candy-flavored Loratabs doesn't sound like a great idea.
It's not really candy-flavored. All they do is they take, we call them loggies or lozengers. That's all it is a lollipop. They'll actually put, like, if you have a chronic problem with your throat where you have to take medication, they'll take your drug and put it into an actual lollipop for you. So
something
you can
do over time.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's a little bit more handy, and apothecaries are actually a little bit more common at it. So we have the apothecary shop over there at 51st Street. We also have what's the other one named? It starts with an S, but it's actually a whole warehouse where all they do is just fill drug orders like that, very special, specific ones. So we do use an apothecary.
Fair enough. We did have another email.
Mm-hmm.
And this one was from the great Ian, so it's an Ian mail. Says, to the nasty one, the Trent Show, the real American hero, who is no longer here, and the Holly Badger.
Yeah.
Hey everyone, if Borderlands 2 was a reality, what class of character would you be in real life?
Ooh.
Siren.
Well, that was easy for you.
So that's sad because I play Siren a lot, but Sirens are only women, so... I just like a lot of the power Sirens get, so...
Yeah.
I would probably have to be... I like sniping, so I'd probably go with the sniper class, so...
I've been playing the Gunzerker, so I'd have to go with Gunzerker.
Yeah.
I'd either be Sniper or Siren.
Well, so the sad thing is I'm
or
one of those...
Axton?
Yeah, Axton's the assault. Yeah. Well, the shit part is that I like tanking as much as I like sniping. I like being that sneaky fucker who is off in the fucking, you know, the wings, just, you know, popping guys with fucking headshots. But I also like tanking, so it's like I go back and forth, so it would be a toss-up between Sniper and...
Well, since you can use any gun, I mean, with Gunzerker, you have the little money shot ability.
Yeah.
And so I use that with my sniper because that last bullet does way more damage than normal. So, which comes in handy with a sniper because you usually only have a few shots.
Yeah. Now, if I get mixed classes, I would take a siren mixed with a sniper because then you can actually do full front assault stuff while you're...
That'd be a Borderlands tranny.
Borderlands tranny with purple hair and black lipstick just right down the middle. So
purple something else
like Princess Padme or Queen Padme,
Panda Bear.
Oh my daughter.
So, anyways, that's all. Well, he did have another question. I forgot. Mm-hmm. Says, lastly, do you have any predictions for the Stick of Truth? That is by far my most anticipated game of 2013. Love the cast, Ian.
Really? It's South Park. Their RPG game. They're kind of, which looks fantastic. I ain't going to trash on it.
Made by the same people that made New Vegas.
Yeah, I'm not going to trash on it, but it's one of those things where... I mean, we've got some great games coming out this year, plus ones that haven't even been
really
announced yet.
I'm really anticipating a good South Park game.
Yeah, and South Park I'm looking forward to, but at the same time, we've got, like, Dead Space coming out, we've got
with
fucking Bioshock coming out, we've got Aliens coming out, we've got countless other games coming out, as well as things that we haven't even heard of yet that will be coming out.
Well, for me, still Wasteland 2. I'm still really anticipating that.
Yeah. Plus, I mean, they're also, I mean, I don't know, I doubt it'll be this year, but they're also working on the possible Fallout 4 follow-up, so...
I think that... I think that'll be a new console release, though.
Yeah. Like I said, it's not going to be this year, most likely, but it's something to really look forward to.
Yeah, it is.
So, yeah. Yeah, plus we also have the new console reveals coming up this year, too, pretty much.
Yeah,
so.
You got Last of Us, you also got... what was that other one? Watch Dogs.
Yeah, Watch Dogs I'm very looking forward to, yeah. Yeah.
For me, Monster Hunter. I'm a huge Monster Hunter fan. There's a... As part of news, there's a new... Shin Megami Tensei game coming out for Wii U.
Yeah.
There's also Wind Waker remake coming out for Wii U. HD. As well as a new Zelda game that's supposed to be rumored coming out this year.
Plus what I was looking at I was checking to see if they had any updates. I mean, Final Fantasy 7 and 8 finally being released on Steam. Those are old games.
We don't know when those are going to come out, though.
No, but once they poured over, like they said, 13 and 13.2 to PC is when it's supposed to finally come out in a bundle. But it's they might be old games, but the second that Final Fantasy VIII is released on Steam, I am buying and playing the shit out of it.
I'll probably go back and play 7. I mean, it's been more than a decade since I played it, so...
I played 7 way too many times. I can't go back anymore. But 8, I will. I think I played that one less time than I played 7. I will replay it. And 10, I will replay the
shit. Well, now that I'm playing all my PC games on my TV, like... Really, there's no boundary for me. It's like...
Yeah.
What's the better release? It's like... Colonial Marines, I'm totally going to get that on Steam. I want to play that on my television.
Yeah, plus that's where I'm grabbing it, and Scott and Brian's already grabbed it on that. So there's your 14 right there.
So
also I think my friend Jeff's grabbing it too, so we can have a really good versus match started there. So
wonder if it has co-op
for what?
For a single player?
Yes, it does. It's drop in drop out co-op, so you can play a single player and just have people jump in at any time.
We'll have to try that out.
And then they also have the versus mode, which I think is 4-on-4. So
anyways, what do we got next, Trent?
We're gonna do our question for the week. And I enjoy Ian's question, but I'm gonna break it out though from Borderlands to in general, what would be your class? And just don't, you know, because there's different definitions of classes depending on what type of game universe you're in.
Pick in a game.
Not even a game, just what class. In real life, if we had classes other than the ones that are forced upon us by society's norms and standards, so let's move out of that. Put the modern day castes and classes to the side. Let's focus on video games. If life had classes like video games does, like video games do, what would be your class?
Tank.
From any game universe, but also since there are different definitions for them, you have to define what that is.
Paladin tank.
So what would some of your what would be your main purpose?
If you were going to go into a battle, just being the
healer slash,
not even really a healer, just
I mean for holy, yourself. So
oh yeah, but I mean like the paladin tank was always like the anti undead tank.
You're like smite, holy magic, smite.
Yeah, smite or like the consecrated abilities. Like I've even started building a character in Secret World that's kind of based on that.
Hammer of fucking what was it? It was called Hammer of Dawn. No, that was from Gears. What was the one that Holy Hammer? That was it.
Now you're thinking of WoW. Like I did really well as a paladin tank in WoW, and not that I'm really playing WoW anymore. I'm playing Secret World, but I got a character that's basically straight up a paladin. Yeah, he's got a hammer, and he's basically he doesn't really have holy magic, but like lots of anti undead abilities.
Nice.
So that's been kind of cool, but I think I'd probably be like a anti undead tank.
Nice. Okay.
I just enjoy tanking a lot. I don't know. I'm weird.
Holly.
Would be assassin. Like
stripper assassin.
I can't think of the name of the game.
Monday Night Combat.
Yeah,
I don't know.
So just
The five games sneaky. She's played in her entire life. That's the one I chose.
You play Super Monday Night Combat.
Yeah.
I know I do, but I need to get internet on my computer before I do that.
So you would have invisibility as well as devastating surprise attacks.
Yeah.
You mainly use a katana blade.
Or it'd be cool to be like the siren and just be like telekinetic.
Good jump skills, stuff like that. Strong legs.
Do have strong legs.
Like a T-Rex.
Mm-hmm.
A sneaky T-Rex.
No, my sister's a T-Rex.
Short arms.
Yeah.
With narcolepsy.
She's not narcolepsy.
Sorry, epilepsy. She has epilepsy. I forgot she has seizures. Not just a fall asleep. Sorry, I don't know why I just kept thinking she like dozes.
You're thinking of Rex.
No, a T-Rex that dozes off.
Like that night he fell asleep on the show.
Two nights. Two times he did that.
That was great.
Yeah. Anyways,
God damn it, Rex.
I would go with my WoW character because that was actually, in my opinion, one of my more favorite types of characters I had developed. And it was a warrior, but his bow skill was like his bow and arrow skill was so high. I would use it to draw because I would play solo a lot. And when you're playing solo, even as a warrior, it's kind of hard to tank and take on a bunch of guys at once without somebody healing you. So I would use the bow a lot to draw things out, and it got my skill up pretty damn high. So it was interesting that I switched over to guns, because I found a way, later on they made a way you could do guns with a warrior. You had to go and get the training for it, which sucked ass. But either way, so it's kind of a sniping thing. I'd snipe guys out, but I also had the war. So it would kind of be like with my Borderlands question, it would be kind of a sniper tank type
thing. The thing that I liked about the Paladin tank in WoW...
Tank Hunter, that would be it.
The Paladin tank would do, like, you got health back for how many things you blocked. And again, this is way back with Lich King and stuff like that. I don't know how the mechanics work now, but it was kind of cool to be able to pull, like, 40 guys and beat them very, very slowly.
Yeah.
But be able to, like, man, all these terms sound so sexual. Like, power grind.
Beat them slowly. Power grind.
Like, you could literally pull, like, a whole section of the map and stay alive.
Yeah.
And just like flash heal yourself every now and then, and you would just basically kill them with consecrate and like just big group AoE hits.
Yeah.
And it would take a while, but like in that one like 10-minute battle you had with like 50 dudes, you would gain like some major skill up points. It's a really easy way to do it.
Now see, I like playing paladin characters like Diablo's paladin.
That's what I'm basing my Templar off of.
That was my main thing was my paladin and Diablo 2 was one of my favorite fucking character classes with the way they had him spec'd out with the skill tree. But the problem is, I know in real life, I don't have the constitution to be a paladin. So, I'm kind of a gray, gray area person. So, I can't lie to myself. It's like that night that me and Dr. Date Rape were sitting around at the old band house. It was me, Dr. Date Rape, and my keyboardist. And we were talking about if we were Jedis. This is what bands talk about when they're not performing. It's like, if we were Jedis, what type of Jedis would we be? And my keyboard's like, oh, I'd probably be a light side Jedi. And I was like, I'd probably be a neutral, you know, kind of in between. And Dr. Dateray was like, I'd totally be a light side Jedi. And I was like, started laughing. He's like, what? I said, you will have sex with me. That's not a light side trick. I'm sorry. But he would use force persuasion for all the wrong reasons. That's not a cock in your mouth. And we just start kind of with one-liners that he would use. It was horrible.
If there was a brawler class, I mean, to be honest with how I live real life,
yeah,
it would, that would be me.
Just headbutt. Just headbutt skill. Yeah, there'd
be a high headbutt skill.
Like, who the fuck headbutts?
It just comes out of nowhere.
Yeah, it's your anger just building up and then coming out.
You gotta learn how to headbutt properly. It's not with the front of your head. It's like right
at
the top.
Here at the chrome. Right
at the crown. You hit somebody with the crown of your head, like, it doesn't hurt that much, but it does devastating damage.
No, I think
broken many a nose with my head.
I think Benji demonstrated the proper way of headbutting that one night.
Man, I miss Benji.
Yeah.
Me and Benji have gotten in some crazy moments.
We never told that story on the show. We were down at this bar here in town.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Called Empire Bar, and it was us, Holly, Andrew, Matt, which is one of her roommates, and Benji, who is old friends with Justin, but is also friends with Andrew and Matt. And we're all sitting around, and Matt and Benji would always sit there and fuck with each other, and they were good friends, would always fight and fuck with each other, and they were doing slapping. They were slapping each other, and Matt was like telling Benji, he's like, I'm gonna slap you. I want you to slap me first. So Benji just straight up slaps him.
He slapped the shit out of him.
He slapped the shit out of Matt. And Matt was like, he regained his composure. He's like, that's right, it's my turn. And Benji's just sitting there texting. He's not interested whatsoever. And Matt goes to slap him, and Benji just headbutts him. So Matt misses the slap and gets like the back of his ear, maybe. And it just fucking bloodies the shit out of Matt's nose. And they're sitting there yelling at each other. Matt's like, you know, you fucking motherfucker, blah, blah, blah. And Benji's like, get in the fucking car. Because I got kicked out. And Matt's like, oh, I want to go by fucking McDonald's then. And he's like, we're going to go by fucking McDonald's. He's like, I want a burger with no onions. He's like, get the fucking car. We'll get it with no fucking onions. See, and so they leave to go get food across the street. And they're still arguing. Anyway.
I guess what Matt doesn't realize too, though, is like, back in the day, I was friends with Benji's older brother.
Mm-hmm.
And Benji's quite a bit younger than me. And me and his older brother, Bill, were kind of like, you know, like the old punk rockers in the group, you know.
Yeah.
And like one of his roommates went to play in a band that was like part of Roadrunner Records and a bunch of other stuff. But anyways, long story short, back when we're all like grungy ass punk rockers, like they had this shitty ass apartment, and me and Benji and Bill and this guy named Steven all got this big idea. We were really drunk to throw a couch through the wall to make a bigger apartment. And we took their couch and threw it through the wall, basically like our apartment here is set up.
Yeah.
Like, basically into the next bedroom, and then kicked in the wall. Like, we used to do some really, really crazy fucked up shit when we were drunk. Like, again, I was really young. I was 21 at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it was a bunch of stupid ass shit. But yeah, we built a bigger room that way.
Jesus.
Nice. And what were you going to say?
Later on that night, whenever they were fighting, we all went back over to Casey's house.
Mm-hmm.
And Matt and Benji were there. So they're just kind of standing there. We're all in the backyard. And Benji is letting Matt punch him in the face. Because he got headbutted. So yeah. He's like, he's taking shots to get ready for it. So he doesn't really feel it as much.
Benji's a tough motherfucker, though.
No, so Matt acts like he's going to do it a few times. And he's like, no, man, I can't do that to you. Like, I can't. I'm not going to punch you in the face anymore. Like, we're not fighting anymore. So Benji is like, okay, you know, fine. And then Matt just decks him in the face. It was awesome. Because we were out there for like a good hour with them just kind of like going back and forth. Benji is like, yeah, just hit me. You know, I headbutted you. I busted
your nose.
Well,
he was always a scrawny guy that got picked on all the time, but also had talked the most shit. It also got his ass beat a lot when me and Bill, his older brother, were younger. And so he used to get beat up a lot, but he'd always come back and, like, finish it. Like, he was the kind of guy that would get beat down and then just get right back up and totally annihilate the next guy.
Yeah.
Because he'd always been beat up so much by his older brother. Like, we didn't beat him up that much then. I mean, we just kind of goofed off, fucked with him, but we never...
Yeah. I haven't seen Benji in a long time.
Yeah, no, he disappeared.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Yeah, but...
video game news.
Yeah. Actually, before we jump into that, just because I think we should announce a little bit earlier in the show, our gauntlet for this weekend, we are going to be doing it this weekend, which is going to be on the 26th. Yes. the 26th. At 10 p.m. Central Time on Xbox, we're going to be doing Left 4 Dead 2.
Left 4 Dead.
So we haven't done it in a little bit, and we felt like doing it because they're, you know, whatever. So just look me up, Gorgasm23, I'll be on there. My girlfriend might be with us, she's an expert player. And Holly might be on there. So, and Justin has an eye off, I do believe. Do you...
I only have a day and a half off.
Yeah, so hit us up on there, Gorgasm23, 10 p.m. Central on Xbox, and we'll be playing some of that. I'm sure Ian is rejoicing right now. So, well, he gets to show me his new skills that he learned.
Oh, yeah.
Because I haven't been on there in a while. So,
why don't you get your ass beat by Ian?
Never happened.
I don't know if he's been playing that much, unless he's been playing with other people, because he's never on Mondays anymore.
Maybe.
We're never on Mondays either.
Well, I can't. Like, I've missed the last, two, 3 Mondays, something like that,
so
because I work
know.
On Monday nights now. But he's got school and coaching and games and stuff that he does.
Yeah, he might still be on there.
So.
Alright, so with that, we're going to go ahead and jump over into the news. So
we've got a little bit of news.
Who's got some news? You got some news? Holly, do you got any?
I have no news.
I've got, one or two pieces. So, what do you got for news, Justin?
So, since Secret World dropped their whole subscription requirement, there has been a 400% rise in the amount of players playing Secret World.
Nice.
Which means they're probably up to around 1 million people now. Game's pretty decent.
Yeah.
The game's pretty decent. I got 3 people I know that are playing it.
Yeah.
And I like it pretty well. I just got to get more time to play it.
Well, I mentioned it to Robert, one of the devs up at my job. Because we were talking about his girlfriend, and she's into a lot of puzzle type stuff. And I was telling him some of the Morse code and, you know, using the in-game browser type puzzle stuff. So I told him, because he was talking about games that him and his girlfriend can play. So because they spend a lot of time playing Minecraft. So
yeah, I think it's probably a better game. No offense, I like it a lot.
Yeah.
Other things is THQ did dissolve. So
it's about time.
About time. That's a good company.
Oh, I know, but they've been going through so much shit over the past year. Ever since Homefront came out, they pretty much were closing down different departments and crap like that.
Well, I guess that Saints Row and Company of Heroes both found new publishers.
Yeah.
So that's still around, but that means no Darksiders 3 so far.
Mm-hmm.
So Darksiders right now is still in the process of being acquired, which was done by Vigil Studios. So it might be Take-Two that takes it, but we don't know. So Darksiders, though, is a pretty damn decent game.
Yeah.
So we actually been thinking about doing a contest for a free copy of Darksiders. I just got to think of something.
Mm-hmm.
So anyways, there's that. What about you, Trent?
I got a little bit of funny news that I thought I would bring up. I think it was in Australia, I do believe. There's a gentleman... He was trying to move an order to basically. He wants to get rid of cats.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's either Australia or New Zealand. He wants to get rid of cats because he thinks that they're endangering the bird life in his country, and he said that he's not really promoting euthanizing cats. You know, because that's just horrible. But he says that you should spay and neuter them and not replace them when they die. Never let them outside, really. He actually wants to get city ordinance to ban felines from being outside, crap like that. It's kind of fucking stupid.
Wow.
I thought I'd bring that up just because, you know, we always talk about cats on the show.
My cat.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'll bring that up later. Did you have any of the Bethesda news on your...
I was going to talk about the open beta, but if you want to bring it up, you can.
Okay, so Elder Scrolls Online has got an open beta right now.
At elderscrollsonline.com.
Yeah. Sign up. Elderscrollsonline.com. I'll be signing up tonight, trying to get in line for this. But that's the new MMO based on the Elder Scrolls universe. Trailer looks really cool, but not really representative of gameplay in any way, shape, or form. But
we've already seen gameplay. If you
it looks like a little bit more streamlined version of the whole
Oblivion,
the whole Elder Scrolls universe.
Yeah, it looks really good. I like the PvP stuff that they brought in for doing the factions and crap, but it looks really good. I was a little skeptical when I first heard about it, and it's just the more and more I see of it, I'm just more and more excited about it.
I got a really big piece of gaming news if you want to go into something smaller.
Okay. Actually, feeling good to jump into that. I'll cover this next one after that.
Okay. I'm going to try to stay as politically neutral as possible. But right now, with gun violence in America and the whole assault rifle ban and everything else and all the gun control laws that are trying to go into effect right now, U.S. government right now is talking about finding ways to restrict violent video games. Right now, Biden's on the docket right now to try to do something about that. There's a lot of people writing in from different prominent companies trying to dissuade him from that. I think Scott actually posted some media recently that had to do with, you know, it said something along the lines, and it was from who are the guys that do PAX, Penny Arcade.
Yeah.
There was something that he posted recently that said, why use a First Amendment right and to remove a Second Amendment right? And part of it was media in general being blamed for violence in general.
Yeah.
Which just seems like scapegoating. I'm a little irritated about it right now. If you think about it, there was legislation back in the 50s to restrict the way that comics were done.
Yeah.
Because comics were being blamed for a lot of violence in America and things like that. And, you know, degenerate youth and all that other bullshit. And to be quite honest with you, I mean, there is violence in video games, there is violence in TV, there is violence in everything.
Yeah, everything.
Not just gaming. Just gaming's more interactive than TV media.
The violence in books.
Hunger Games. But just in general right now, it's being scapegoated pretty hard, and I think that's kind of a shitty thing.
Yeah, it is.
Censorship in general, I think, is a shitty thing. I mean, there are obvious reasons to have age restrictions.
Yeah.
Sleeping Dogs is definitely not something for your 5-year-old kid.
No, that's not.
But, you know, I mean, Mario in its own right is violent to a degree.
Yeah, you're jumping on turtles and squashing them and beating people with them, yeah.
Skylanders.
Yeah.
You know, there's all sorts of things out there that would be considered violent that don't necessarily, that are so disassociative that doesn't really make any sense to worry about banning it. And, again, the whole idea of censorship in general to curb real social ills to me seems a whole lot like book burning way back when, you know. It just doesn't make any sense.
People are still going to make the games, and people are still going to find ways to do it.
Like, you know, I mean, there's different levels of games, and it's just like, what do you got, Trent?
Well, there was the the gun law that just recently came up. There was somebody who went out that was the NRA. people were talking about the NRA. Somebody created a video game where you're actually assassinating two executives of the NRA who actually look very similar to real life, you know, board members of the NRA, and the whole point is to assassinate them. And somebody just put it out there, and it got a lot of flack from people. Of course, you can imagine what O'Reilly said. You can imagine what anybody said, especially what Fox News had to say about it. But something like that was done for the purpose of, it's not even a game. It's just put out there just to
garner attention.
Yeah, just to garner attention. And that's all, and to end up on the news and to fuel, you know, fucking hate pretty much back and forth on the
entire
thing.
Well, it's just like, I called it last week when I started talking about assault weapons bans and everything else. Oh, and yeah. That's the big deal right now.
Well, shooting.
That shooting didn't involve any assault weapons.
I know. Well, that newest one that just happened, not the one in New Mexico, but the other one where it was that goofy looking guy who went to the school there.
Connecticut.
Not Newton, after Newton, but not the New Mexico one that was the kid who killed the family. But they were going on about that one, and the initial news reports were saying, oh, he used an AR-15 to wipe out all these, you know, people stuff. No, he didn't. They found an AR-15 in the car. Was it his? No. He killed his mother, who was the owner of the gun, to get the gun. But the news reporters were using the AR-15 as a story thing before the legislation stuff went up to try and push a hot button on that story, saying it was an AR-15, which is one of the guns we're talking
about. Really, part of it just to me is it's just like, I'm trying to stay as politically neutral as possible, but it's just kind of like you got hot button issues like abortion that people use to stir up a lot of attention.
Yeah,
gun control is another one of those things, because if you look at the way that weapons are classified under assault weapons, it has nothing to do with the functionality of the weapon and everything to do with how it looks.
Yeah,
I can understand how having a grenade launcher would make something an assault weapon, but that aside, I don't see how pistol grips, muzzle, flash suppressors, and custom stocks make something an assault weapon.
It doesn't make it
I don't see how reducing the size of a magazine makes anything less deadly, because from somebody who's an expert with handguns, I can reload a gun in less than a second. I can shoot 7 rounds and then reload it in less than a second.
Yeah.
Like, that's a non-point.
It's just something to basically just throw fuel
it's kind of
fire,
like...
So.
To even bring that further to light, if you look up AR-15 California, you'll find a large example of people who have modified guns so they meet the assault weapons ban laws, where they're basically the same guns with different stocks, with different magazines, and different configurations on the end of the barrel, but they're still the same gun. It just it doesn't make it any less deadly. It
doesn't make it any more deadly.
There's a 308 is considered a hunting rifle, but it's got twice the stopping power of an
AR-15. Yeah, and my biggest piss off in this entire...
It's semantics.
Yeah, but my biggest piss off in this entire thing that's going on is, as you always see in the news, where they sensationalize something just to get the attention on what they want you to. And that was a prime example where they reported that first day that he used an AR-15 which shoots hundreds of rounds in a matter of 1 minute.
If you pull the trigger really fast.
They said it can dispense... they actually said it can dispense over 100 rounds in less than a minute, and I was just... By the way, they said
same thing with a 9mm.
Yeah, exactly. But they said it was used in this shooting. I was just like, but they just said they found it in the trunk of the car and that he used handguns for the shooting. But they're still reporting, even though this was on a different network, coming straight. It was actually the coroner's report who finally came out and said, no, it wasn't an AR-15 at all. Even though the cops said, no, we found the AR-15 in the trunk days before that. They said, no, we found it in the trunk of the car. It wasn't used at all. But the news was still reporting that an AR-15 was used when it wasn't. It's that kind of shit that really gets on my fucking nerves.
The bigger story is, you hit it on the head earlier, and that's sensationalism. And
it's
with, when you have the whole gun thing on top of the censorship and gaming. All just points to having a platform to stand on so they can get elected again.
Yeah, well, it's also people who want something to go through, like a bill or something like that, purposely, you know, mistelling the news to try and lead it in a way that justifies their cause, because there's still some, you know, there's still some verdict out on the issue, but we all know it's not right, but they're still missing, because people are going to believe their news network over, you know, there's always going to be people who are religious to one news network over another. They're going to be like, oh, well, no, I believe everything they say, because that other one, you know, they don't tell the truth half the time, when in reality, it's actually the one they're watching is full of shit. It's just they don't ever correct
themselves.
Shit runs
both ways.
It runs both ways. But when you get something like that where they're purposely misappropriating the information just to push people's opinions in favor of something, that really gets
it. It really irritates me more when it's preying on people's emotions, because anybody can agree that last mass shooting was fucking horseshit.
Yeah, it was horseshit.
I mean, we all know the guy deserved to die. Mm-hmm. We don't, you know, there's no contest that person was an evil, fucked up person.
Yeah.
There's no contest to that. Mm-hmm. But don't censor my media, and don't take away my weapons. Yeah. So that's really all I ask.
And that's what they're doing. So they're using this hot time right now where people are extremely, you know, devastated by what's going on.
Me and you aren't gun nuts, and we don't really affiliate with one party or the other, really, for the most part.
I know common sense is my thing.
But where we live, I mean, our neighbor got their door kicked in. I mean, it would make sense for one of us to have a weapon.
Yeah. But I'm more in favor of common sense over being a zealot one way or the other. And it's one of those things where when you can watch the news...
Well, it's just, I want to think about it objectively, you know? And I want my friends to think about it objectively. Anytime I post something, I'll occasionally post something news sensitive.
Yeah.
And all I'm ever looking for is just for people to be objective about it. And I want to see what my friends at a really hardcore right and really hardcore left say about it, but I want them to say it logically.
Yeah, actually,
and I want them to think about it and not react to total emotion. And that's sometimes I get that and that disappoints me. But it's just one of those things where, for the people that listen to the show, whatever your political beliefs are, think about this whole censorship issue, this whole gun control issue, or abortion issue, or anything else, and think of that as a hot button issue. Don't read between the lines.
Yeah,
well, because a lot of that stuff has nothing to do with what garnered the attention. It has everything to re-electing somebody.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where I watch this, and for me, the biggest defense, like I said, is watching the news and knowing somebody's blatantly lying just to garner support in favor of something that statistics already show the majority is not in favor of, but they're trying to manipulate the truth just to get people to...
Well, you're more likely to get in a car crash than you are to get fucking shot in the mass shooting.
Yeah, exactly. But when it comes to the freedom of speech, such
as... struck by lightning, which I've been struck twice.
Yeah, you've been struck twice. So you're safe. but when it comes to freedom of speech, one of the funniest things is I like going through YouTube and looking at some of the Flex Your Rights. You ever watch... Flex Your Rights is .gov, I think it's the name. Yeah, I think it's .gov. It's a good website. They teach you all about your rights and everything and what you're allowed to get away with, what you can. They tell you how to basically, you know, they basically tell you what police can and cannot do with you. How, if you want to tell a cop, no, you can't search my fucking car. You can. They have no reason to unless you've done something illegal. If you made an improper U-turn or you didn't use a turn signal, then you get a reason to pull you over, then you're more likely you should just agree to let them search. But if you've done nothing wrong and they pulled you over with no probable cause and they say they want to search your car, you can tell them to fuck off. Politely. You can tell them, no, I don't want you to search my car. But the best thing is they post a lot of videos that people shot where they're out doing something like, for instance, doing a public assembly, just sitting on the corner, talking to people as they go by, trying to inform them of stuff, crap like that. And cops, if it's a hot topic subject, will come up and they'll try and get them to leave. And when the person exercises their rights and says, I don't have to leave, technically I'm allowed to stand here and tell anybody anything I want, as long as I'm not harassing them, I'm handing out pamphlets about abortion. The cops actually stood in front of him to block his billboard that he had that was just trying to inform people about abortion and crap. And he was like, you know, why are you blocking? He's like, I'm not blocking. I'm just standing here on the corner with you. I'm not doing anything. That's kind of suppressing your freedom of speech. That's them getting in the way. Well, and then
it goes to the reason I think free speech is such a big issue with me is it has to do with more than just the show. I mean, this show is us exercising our right of free speech through non-commercial channels.
Yeah.
Through a podcast, which can't be censored.
Yeah.
And I like the fact that I can say whatever I can say. I mean, that's one of my freedoms here in this country.
Now, if somebody was to come and tell you that you can't say this, you can't say that, but why?
We don't spew hate speech.
Yeah, we don't spew hate speech. This person wasn't spewing hate speech. They were trying to inform individuals, and the cops just didn't like the subject. And what was even better is whenever it was outside of a college, so it was adults, you know, people in their 20s and late teens, who it's not the improper subject for them, who's likely to get an abortion, somebody around their age, informing them about this crap. But what I liked was they started calling city ordinance laws, saying you can't have more than 4 people in a group. You have to disperse anybody that's in a group. All these kids sitting by their cars, and they're like, yeah, you guys need to leave. But then they just said that, and they just walked over and started talking to him again, blocking his sign, not really caring what they were doing. What was better, though, is when people would walk by one person, he'd try and talk to them, and they'd just tell him, move along. He's like, why? I'm talking to her. It's like, no, she can't be here. It's only 3 people per sidewalk. You know, they bend the rules just to kind of basically shut you up. And I hate that shit. And it's basically the same thing as what you see here is strong-arming the truth just to kind of censor it, you know? And it's annoying as shit, and you hate it when you see it because it gnaws at your common sense of what's right and what's wrong. Yeah.
That was our introspective moment.
America.
America.
America. Fuck it. So, the Constitution's dead. Let's go ahead and move on now.
At least we can do what we do.
Yeah, we can do what we do. Just can't do it on a street corner.
So, nope.
Yep. They'll come up and hang out with you if that means walking. Yeah,
thousands of people are virtually hanging out with us when they listen.
Yeah, true. There's no street corner there. Anyways, news. I almost forgot. Okay, yeah. I do have a story.
News light, huh?
Yeah, something that's actually game related.
Well, that was game related.
Yeah, I know. We went off on a tangent that was free speech that wasn't really related to games, but more about flexing your actual constitutional rights. Let's go ahead and take a look at this. Atari has filed bankruptcy.
That's not funny.
No, it's not funny. I'm just like, I'm still laughing about something else. Anyways, yeah, the video game company has filed bankruptcy, and that's Atari SA. And this covers Paris and New York, basically. They couldn't find a successor to their main shareholder and sole lender, which is Blue Bay. And that's who's basically been financing them. And they actually are pretty much in debt to them for $28 million.
Jeez.
So, yeah.
I guess Sonic didn't take them off the ground, huh?
Yeah, that's true. But basically, what they're looking at doing is a plan to sell or possibly restructure all or almost of their assets over the following quarter year. And they're seeking about $5.25 million in financing from Tenor Capital. Ultimately, what they did say was that they're filing the bankruptcy because it's the smartest move for them to make while covering their assets against creditors that they might owe money to, such as the $28 million to Blue Bay. By either way, what they did say was, let me see here. Oh yeah, they said the Chapter 11, this comes straight from Atari Incorporated, was the Chapter 11 process constitutes the most strategic option for Atari U.S. operations as they look to preserve their inherent value and unlock revenue potential unrealized while under the control of Atari S.A. So, and of course, for those of you who don't remember Atari because you're Holly's age, they have stuff like Missile Command, Battle Zone, Tempest, Asteroid Centipede, and Pong. You know.
And Sonic.
Yeah, they are... old school company.
Wait, no. Why am I keep saying Sonic
is Sega? Sonic is Sega.
God, so, I suck.
Yeah, but the main thing is, I haven't followed Atari in quite a while, but I remember they used to own the rights to a few franchises that actually were
Aliens versus Predator.
They used to have, yeah. They used to have AVP. I don't know if they still have it or if they sold it off to somebody else, and that's who's been shopping it to Gearbox.
Or was that Sega?
No, it was AT. It was Atari. Even, well, they took over and they did the actual AVP game that came out. But I remember at some point, I think they actually owned the Aliens franchise through Fox Cinema. So, but either way, let me think. I know there's some other titles that they do own, but I don't know if Atari SA is connected with that or if it's a different Atari entity that owns anything. Or if Atari SA is just their old school titles that they still hold on to. But yeah, that's all I got for news. You have anything else, Justin?
No, that was it.
All right. Well then, let's go ahead and move on to upcoming game releases.
Sorry. Wasn't ready for that.
Yeah, your little finger's moving around over there. Beep, 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 beep. Bitty, bitty.
All right, Devil May Cry came out last week. Baldur's Gate for PC is now available on Steam.
Nice.
You can get Clash of Heroes on the iPhone next week. Or actually this week, I'm sorry. And that is a damn good game, so you should check it out. And that's... Omerta City of Gangsters coming out for PC next week. And then something to do with Hitman HD Trilogy coming out next week.
Nice. I almost forgot there was a Resident Evil that is being Resident Evil Revelations is being ported over to Xbox and PlayStation as well as I think PC.
So. Dead Space 3 comes out the week after that, as well as Sky Cooper, blah blah blah, Mega Man 2 for 3DS.
Nice.
And then Aliens versus Predator after that. Fist of the North Star, Ken's Rage 2 coming out.
Aliens Colonial Marines.
Aliens Colonial Marines. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. When's Dead Space?
February 4th.
So that means I have two games to buy at the beginning of next month.
Yeah. And I wonder what my pay period's looking like.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, I'm not... I don't know what's going to happen.
Guess who doesn't have pay periods?
No, you just have periods.
Every day, I do have periods. Yeah. I suck.
Yeah. Okay, so anyways, that's our upcoming games. As we said before, our gauntlet for this weekend is Left 4 Dead 2, Saturday the 26th at 10 p.m. Central. Our question of the week is, if character classes were a reality, what would your character class be in real life? And that can be from any game, but you also have to give us a description of what that class is. And that pretty much sums it up for this show.
So we do have some friends of the show I want to give a shout out to. CarouselPodcast.com with Scooter and John. Of course, you have ElseWorldsPodcast.com with the whole crew over there. You have For the Love of Gaming, BMFcast.com along with NoCutters.net, and TVGP.tv. They do good things. Find us online at TiltCast.com. Search for us on Twitter at Twitter.com/TiltCast and Facebook.com/TiltCast. Like us and love us. And, of course, email us at TBag@TiltCast.com. If you want to listen to the podcast, you can listen to it on the website at TiltCast.com or go to iTunes, search TiltCast, or Stitcher for your Android devices, search TiltCast. And with that, that is the end of the show.
Yep. We'll see you.
Yep.
Yeah, we'll see you guys
awesome.
Next week.
See you guys. See you later.
Get it wet and we'll have it.